What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. Today, I'm talking about my latest single, Hard Times. This song is connected with World on Fire, which was my last single, and I decided to put together this little concept trilogy. We have World on Fire, Hard Times, and then Brave, which is my August release. And I talked about it a little bit at length in the World on Fire episode about the story, the narrative that I'm leaning in. And Hard Times is the next chapter of that story. So I wanted to talk a little bit about where it fits and the production choices, how we wrote it. So it started along with a number of other songs that I had written by playing on the piano. And I talked about that a little bit. And if you go on SoundCloud, you can actually hear the original phone recordings of me figuring out how I want the song to be on piano. And I just set up that SoundCloud account for some exclusive content. Also set up my store so you can purchase some t-shirts to support the music. And with every t-shirt purchase, it entitles you to a physical CD release when it comes out at the beginning of next year. So stay tuned about that. But Hard Times is a song that came about. It was music first, and I sent it to my brother. All I came up with was, I came up with all the music, and all I had was the ending, which was the refrain, good times make weak men make hard times. And that was actually added. When I wrote the song originally, it was just, all I had was the beginning up to that point. So it was like the verses, and then the little, I don't even know what they're considered, refrains or pre-choruses. And that's all I had. And then I came up with the idea to build up the ending and have this repeated refrain based on that famous saying about good times making weak men making hard times. So the demo I gave to my brother was just that. It was just music up to that point. And he decided to continue in what we had been talking about. And you have to remember, this is coming off of, a lot of this writing was coming off of what we went through in 2020, 2021. With COVID, with the riots, with online censorship at its peak. There's actually an instance where my MailChimp account was suspended because I was sharing articles in my newsletter, I guess that they deemed, and it may have been completely unrelated, but it was at the height of January 6th, all the stuff that was happening. And there was just a heightened sense of censorship and a heightened sense of online policing, where PayPal was saying they would basically take people's money that they had if they didn't agree with their opinions. They had updated their terms of use and stuff, and they backtracked on that. But there was a lot of that kind of stuff happening. And it was kind of like, I have pretty mainstream views, I think, or at least I did think they were mainstream until about that time. But there, if you recall, there was this really, specifically if you were on one side of the political aisle, there was a fear that dissent was being squashed. So a lot of these songs were kind of, all right, let's play this out. Let's look at what this could lead to. And what you did see was, the more you silence people, unfortunately, it pushes them into echo chambers. And then you have the extreme right and the extreme left, because they go into their little sphere and people aren't talking with each other anymore. So you are demonizing the opposite side and you're pushing, and there's this anxiety that's created where you're just like, everybody wants to put me in jail. And so I kind of was playing out that fantasy in the songs that I was writing here, because one thing I love about art is it allows you to kind of go somewhere that you can't go. It's one of the things I enjoy about being an actor, is when I play villains, which I do most of the time, you can kind of behave in a way that you can't in society. And it helps you to process some of those emotions, get them out in a safe, healthy way, so that you can then be an asset to society and your family and everybody around you. That's what songwriting has become for me in a lot of ways. And you'll see as we transition, the first album that will be released is going to be a lot of the songs that I've released in the beginning of this journey, a little bit more politically motivated, a little bit more outspoken and salty. And they kind of came about from that same season of my life. And Hard Times is one of those songs as well, where my brother took my cues from me about what I was thinking about and processing, and kind of played out this story of that fear. And then, I mean, we see violence against people for different political beliefs, and people getting assassinated because they're because of the career that they have, and you have all of these things happening, and the Hard Times kind of paints the picture of that. And when it was originally written, it wasn't necessarily connected to World on Fire or Brave, but as I was putting these songs together, I realized, oh, this is like, it's a fantasy playing out of what everybody is afraid of. It's like, if people know what I really believe, they're going to beat down the doors and drag me away and lock me in the gulags. And that goes for anybody. I know there's a lot of people who think right now that are on the opposite side of the political spectrum for me that think they're going to get silenced and shut down because we all are afraid of the rhetoric that's been getting hurled back and forth. So I'm empathetic because I was there, and thankfully I've come out of that. But there's that fear where when you see something get taken down that you thought was pretty mainstream and people agreed on, whether it was human sexuality or race, viewpoints that were considered pretty mainstream, and then all of a sudden you're being demonized and canceled and all of that stuff, it can jar you, and it can make you start to have a lot of anxiety. And I did struggle with that for a little bit. Thankfully, I've come out of that time. But this song kind of plays out that fear and that anxiety, but it offers hope at the end. So you have this man who's awoken in the middle of the night, somebody coming on their door and basically breaking into his house and dragging him away and giving a mock trial for having opinions or views. And there's, at this point, the media and the propaganda arm is just vilifying this person. And he's fearing for his family. He's fearing for his freedom. He's fearing for all of these things. And we get to the point where he realizes that he's going to pay this price for something he didn't do. But at the climax, or at the pinnacle of the song, he says, the motive only confounds, but a truth resounds. And he starts to purpose in his heart that he's not going to allow the opposition and the cancellation or the persecution or the prosecution even to stop him. There was a song when I was a kid by a band called Big Tent Revival. It was called "If Loving God Was a Crime, I'd Be an Outlaw." And I started to see things like during COVID, you saw pastors getting arrested in Canada. We just had people getting arrested in Ireland for praying outside of abortion clinics and things like that. And you're seeing this kind of stuff. It hasn't, we think in America that it would never come here. That's the ignorance that we have. But then I recently saw that in Texas, there were police officers that were saying they were going to arrest preachers if they had threatening speech. And they asked, what is threatening speech? And they basically said anything that makes people uncomfortable. And I was like, oh boy, that's in America now. That song from Big Tent Revival kind of has a similar idea. It's like, there's going to come a time where what we think is the majority view is no longer the majority view. And what are we going to do about it? Are we going to kowtow and adjust and compromise? Or are we going to stand, even if it means being prosecuted, even if it means our faith or practicing what we believe becomes confrontational or becomes outlawed? And again, there's probably some people watching this that are like, what are you even talking about? Like, this is America, we're free. If anything, we're, Christianity is the problem. And there's a lot of people that might be watching this video that completely are on the opposite side of me, and they disagree with what I'm saying. And that's fine. That's what makes our country great. The problem becomes when people start to penalize because of something that they don't like to hear. And so Hard Times is this song that we had World on Fire, which was the pulse pounding energy, chaotic feeling. And then Hard Times, even in the production choices, it's almost like the idea is like you're in a cement box. You're in the jail cell with them. It's very reverberant, very echoey, very melancholy. Trying to create music that conveys the emotion is one of the most fun challenges with this. So with Hard Times, we went a different way than what we've done so far, which was real immersive, real ambient with the piano, lots of reverb. And then we have the vocal part at the end, which is just tons of voices singing different things. And it becomes what I said was my Hey Jude ending, And I just wanted to share this little video clip with you where I break down the vocal parts.
The refrain at the end, good times make weak men make hard times make strong men make good times. I want to start with the regular refrain, which is the melody, the harmonies, and stacked vocals singing just the regular refrain. So here you go.
Good times make weak men make hard times make strong men make good times.
Next is the ahs, which are just a three-part harmony. Pretty simple. It just repeats that over and over again. Then we have the fun part, which is the Oompa Loompas, as I call them, in the stems. But this is to allow for marching kind of theatrical aspect. There is some imperfections in there that I left in because I don't necessarily like when the emotion is taken out of vocals. I might tweak things and edit them to make them cleaner, like the endings, help with the cutoffs a little bit. But for the most part, I will leave my vocals completely as is and just add a reverb and that kind of stuff. Because by allowing the imperfections to stay in the mix, I feel like that adds some character. So it sounds like it's multiple voices recorded at the same time, as opposed to me recording each part individually.
Ba-da-da-dub, ba-da-da-dub.
So that's fun. And then we have the counter part, which starts about halfway through the ending, that is singing against the regular refrain. It goes like this.
Good times make weak men, then weak men make hard times make strong men, then strong men make good times.
So you can hear that I have some imperfect notes in there, and a lot of people would probably argue with me. I'm okay with it. I like leaving it like the music that I grew up listening to, which was focusing on performance, not perfection. And that's what I'm doing. And then if you want to hear all those elements together with the vocal ad lib at the end, it sounds like this.
Good times make weak men.
There you go. Hope you guys like that. I'll talk to you later.
So that's where we go with the climax of the song, all leading into Brave, which is the August release. The overarching story of this end of days is the idea that, you know, the AI is determining what people can say, what people can believe. And then if you've ever seen the movie Minority Report, you get into the idea of pre-crime, thought crime, wrongthink, all of these things that are played out in 1984, Brave New World. This is the second act. So you have the first act, the second act, and the third act. And Hard Times leaves us with someone purposing or making a decision that they're not going to allow the punishment to keep them from speaking out from whatever this tyrannical, authoritarian governing system that is run by this AI. That's Hard Times. If I missed anything, I do apologize. If you have any questions about the song or how I came up with it, I would love for you to comment below the video and let me know if you are enjoying this song breakdown that I've been doing. I'm hoping to, in the future, actually go into a little bit more in-depth with the tracks, the stems, and things like that, like you may see on YouTube where you can actually hear the isolated instrumentation. I'm doing it little by little, but I encourage you to check out all of my content. Thanks a lot for watching. I hope you'll come back, and I hope you'll check out Hard Times.
passing by and by.